I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Militia forces backed by Iran are gaining power in Iraq. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, ridding Iraq of Christians is on the fighters' to-do list.
It's been suggested that there is also an underlying strategy from Iran, which is a key sponsor of this particular group of militia, that they are seeking to develop what's known as a Shia Crescent, a block of land between Lebanon in the west and Iran in the east, to establish a Shia passageway across there. The most powerful influencer that we can turn to is our Lord. We can cry out to him for these Christian communities, that they would be able to remain and be salt and light in the context of the Middle East, which is oftentimes a very dark place.
On another note, 2 billion people have no way to access the gospel. World Mission's Greg Kelly wants you to meet some of them face-to-face.
So we have vision trips that we'll take people to, which allows them to experience and see areas that are unreached. So they would go into a place and they would meet people that are largely without a gospel witness. And through our national partners, we mobilize and we go into some of these communities. We distribute treasures, our solar-powered audio Bibles. We'd meet people who are Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. We'd pray over these areas. We'd pray with the people. But there's something amazing about having a historic experience of putting the Word of God into someone's hand for the first time in their life.
And for details on these stories and more, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.